Starship Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Judy Pallick on the news. Kevin Powell on sports. And Violetta Powder-Medic on falling.
I love that. Geronimo, is that what we're calling her?
Yes, Geronimo. Yes, exactly.
Violetta Geronimo Padromatic.
All right, so let's start with this, because we got coming up on the program, obviously, we'll talk about Ryan Lochte's very, very awful, terrible, bad weekend. He had to dye his hair and cry on cue. That's not an easy thing to have to do.
And as predicted, sponsors pulling their sponsorships.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll talk about all of that. We'll also, Dr. Richard Besser will be here to talk about, he used to run the CDC, Infectious Diseases Department. That's the one that we're interested in. And he's talking about Zika and what's going on there in South Florida. That is a pretty scary story. Mark McKinnon will be here to talk about the Trump pivot, or Trump pivot, as it's sometimes known.
Pirouette, maybe?
Yes.
But maybe not that graceful.
Might be a 360 before it's all said and done. The Russian judges give him a 10. But first!
Oh, I see what you did there. That was good.
Thank you very much. That's what I do. All right. But first, here she is, Violetta Powder-Medic, who jumped successfully out of an airplane with the United States Army Golden Knights yesterday afternoon. Actually, this is even more of an honor. You got to fly during their regular show.
Yesterday.
Just the celebrities are jumping out of a plane at 10 o'clock in the morning. Let's get it over with. You actually, they liked you so much, they put you in the actual show.
Exactly. I was just one of the guys, part of the team.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's talk about the experience of the first step. I would just like to know, because I know that for people who've done this, that's always the moment.
Right, because there's no turning back. Right after that, all you can do is,
now you can get back in the plane.
Right, exactly. So, originally we were supposed to jump, and then when we got up there, the wind was too high or too strong, so we had to kind of circle around for like 25 minutes. And you guys know I have a small bladder, so while we're up there, I'm getting very nervous, and I'm like, okay, well, do we have time for a pit stop then, or what are we doing here? So anyway, so we're getting up there, I'm getting nerves, and then he said, I don't mess around. When we get in the door, you're going to only have 3 seconds. You're not going to even know. Before you know, you're going to be free falling at 1,300 feet.
13,000
feet. 13,000 feet, right.
You actually jumped at 12.5 yesterday.
Yes.
I was down in the receiving area. I was at the air traffic control for the show at show center, listening to the radio call of this.
Were you nervous at all, knowing that you knew one of the jumpers?
No.
To me, that would give me, it would make me nervous.
No, people are lined up for her job. I think the reality is, I mean, I know how safe this is.
It is safe, but still, it would give me butterflies. I mean, you looked from the pictures I saw afterwards, because I was thinking about you all day. You just looked like exuberant and so happy, and just like, it just had just been like the rush of your life.
It really was. So when we got to the door, I was too afraid. I was too chicken to look down, but I wanted to look down, and I just was staring at the clouds. It was 1, 2, tuck your legs back. And the benefit was I'm a lot shorter than him, like you pointed out already. So I didn't even have the chance. Like, my feet weren't fully planted on the ground, so I couldn't resist even if I wanted to. So he just pushed us out. Then we free fall for about a minute.
The guys go out with you? Someone go ahead of you?
So, right. The camera guy goes out right before us. And then we shoot out. And we're going 125 miles per hour, just straight down. That wasn't so comfortable. There's a lot of wind.
Did you keep your mouth shut?
I tried keeping my mouth shut, but the wind was so powerful. It was like opening my mouth. And this, the camera guy's in front of you trying to make you have a good time. I'm like, I'm just focusing on.
Let me explain that. You need to explain that, because people don't quite understand it. You see, like, you saw the Charles Stillman video yesterday on the news. There's a guy that is with you, man or woman, who's falling exactly in front of you, like, at your height, at your altitude, at the same speed that you're falling, and they have a GoPro on their head, and they've got a still camera and a GoPro, and they're doing video, and they take pictures with their teeth. They bite on this thing that
that's how they do it, with their teeth.
That triggers the camera.
And you're going at, what, 120 miles per hour, roughly?
Exactly, yeah.
Violetta, was the most difficult part of your weekend not drinking the 24 hours in advance of the
gym? It was 48. Was it 48 or 24?
No, just 24.
Okay.
I think I almost followed that rule. But it, you know, math's not my first subject.
Wait a second. Now, let me hold on a second. So I had a little bit of conversation with Violetta on Saturday afternoon because they were changing the times for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually texted me a picture of alcohol at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Was that too soon? The bottle was half empty too.
Right. And she's like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And
that's how she texted.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, there's a like 24 hour bottle to shoot thing. And I thought that your response was quite charming.
I don't remember what I said, but I'm sure it was adorable.
Ryan Lochte helped her with the 24 hour math on that.
Right. How did Ryan help her?
Well, because
it wasn't quite
24
hours.
Yes,
Saturday.
He
okay.
doesn't quite know. Yes, but
that's why I had to drink early on Saturday.
Yeah, drink, and then you got done. It was good that you went late. But you were all right. So take us through that.
So then we're free falling.
Yeah.
That's for about a minute. It was kind of uncomfortable. And then he deploys the parachute. As soon as he deploys the parachute, that's when you get the sinking feeling in your stomach because you go back up and then fall down.
So like a roller coaster feeling, or how would you describe it?
Right. Before that, you didn't feel any of that. It's so smooth when you come out of the airplane, which you wouldn't think it is. But as soon as you feel the pressure of the parachute pulling you back up and down, that's when you get the sinking feeling of like a roller coaster. And then after that, it's just smooth. You're soaring through the sky. He's, you know, pointing out the skyline to me. That's when it really hit me. And that's when it became really enjoyable to just be soaring over the lake and the city and seeing all the people under us.
It's quiet at that point, too,
right,
because the wind has stopped rushing.
The wind stopped rushing. He took my goggles off so I could see more clearly. And then we were practicing the landing, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm kind of busy right now. Like, I'm looking at, you know, can I just enjoy
the
view?
Stop
talking
cool.
all the time. I'm trying to enjoy myself.
I know. So he's like, okay, let's go over it one more time. So we go over it. He's like, no, you have to listen to each instruction. I'm like, oh, he's like screaming at me, you know, being pushy. So then we practiced a couple more times, which is why when we see the video, why I'm following directions so closely and I'm doing it exactly how he said, and I look like a loser because I have like my feet pushed up right in front of me and I'm like in a pike position. But apparently that's what you're supposed to do.
How cool. I heard there was a story about an Uber driver. Is that
something
yeah. you can talk about?
So, well,
Hold on 1 second. Let's let you do the traffic and then you can tell us about the Uber driver.
It was quite an experience. All around, there was a lot of different exciting moments.
Was there an Uber that passed you on the way down? I don't understand what
No, I heard there was some freaky
story. On my way to Gary, Indiana, where we took off, I took an Uber, and my Uber driver was interesting.
Well, we'll talk about that. And also, when she hit the beach, stoned on adrenaline is the best way to describe her. She was so excited. And then a Korean television network interviewed her.
I know. I'm like, do I have a translator? Do you guys need help?
I don't understand.
Well, you speak Korean, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, of course.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I speak, only mm-hmm. North Korean.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. probably why they want to talk to me.
That's right.
They want information.
Kim Jong-un's interested. She could join the Air Force. She jump real hard out of paint. I also shoot everybody else in my Air Force an hour ago, so now I got new one.
She knows the proper technique.
She does. You'd be a great North Korean, except for the haircut. All right, let's get your traffic, and then we'll come back and hear the story of Violetta and her Uber driver on the way to jump out of an airplane.
Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, Violetta Petromedic, Geronimo, she's now known on the program, jumped out of an airplane yesterday with the United States Army Golden Knights, and you have to get your way down to Gary to do that, right? Gary, Indiana, the Gary, Chicago Gary International Airport, I think they call it.
Yes.
And I don't know how they consider
international, because they have a flight to Canada.
Yeah, they once a guy came in from the Netherlands on an ultralight.
That qualifies.
Yeah. So anyway, so what? It's actually got, it's a nice airport facility. It's got a great runway. That's all that really counts.
A lot of grass around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was nice. But on my way down, I had dropped my mom off somewhere. She emptied out my trunk, took all my bags.
And your belongings.
And all my belongings mm-hmm. without knowing it.
We take the goodwill if you don't come back.
Exactly.
Oh, God,
so she took everything I needed, like gym shoes and stuff that I needed for my parachute jump. So on my way, I'm already in the Uber, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm wearing flip-flops, the one thing they told me not to do. So I get in this Uber. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm running late. I need to stop at the store. I need to buy gym shoes. Then we need to go to Gary. And he's like, okay. And he just, like, it was like a mission. He got right on it. He was a very nice gentleman. So anyway, he's like, okay, wait, why are we going to Gary? Like, you seem like a nice girl. Why are you going to Gary?
I'm like, exactly.
I'm like, well, I'm actually jumping out of an airplane today. So with the Golden Knights.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Exactly. No big deal. I think.
So he's like, oh, my God, how did you get this opportunity? So I'm like, oh, you know, I work at a radio station. He's like, oh, I really don't listen to anything. I just listen to WGN. I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
I was like, right, yeah, that's the station I'm talking about. And he's like, oh, okay, I really don't listen to many shows, really just the Rokan show. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's the show I'm on, actually,
no
from 3 to 7.
So he knew.
Right. So right away, he's like, wait, what's your name again? He's like looking at his Uber app. He's like, Violetta. Oh, my God. And he was so excited. Said to say hi to all you guys. And he was just giving me positive feedback the whole way there because he could tell I was getting more and more nervous as we were approaching. Mm-hmm. And he was like a maniac driving, which I love.
Pull over! Pull over!
No, I would be too. That's a moment when you can get nervous.
Exactly.
So and then that was it? Did you kind of leave the nerves once you got up in the plane? Were you just kind of consumed by everything that was going on?
Yeah, I mean, being a part of the team was probably the most exciting part, seeing just what they would normally be doing. You know, they're checking their parachutes. I'm like, oh, you guys want me to check yours? And everyone got a laugh out of that because I obviously don't even know. I don't know what to look for. They're all in a line. I'm the last one in the line. I'm like, hey, you want me to look for the little buoys on this thing?
Did you see the edge of the earth like Rose said you could?
Yeah, kind of. I was looking up. I definitely was not looking down when I jumped.
So would you do it again?
I would. Yes, if it was at the Air and Water Show at the Chicago
Skyline.
Right.
With the Golden Knights.
With the Golden Knights.
Yeah,
because
now it's like that's the pinnacle. Like, that's the best. You got to come down on the beach, sure. The skyline. So now if you're just jumping into an open field, isn't it kind of going to be sort of a letdown for you?
Right. I mean, it was on the bucket list, and if there was any way to do it, this was it. I felt very safe. They made me feel so comfortable the whole time. And I even got to hold the parachute for a little while. So while we were on our way down, just gliding, he's like, all right, now hold these strings. He's like detaching us partially so we get ready for landing. And then he's like, all right, take those back. I'm like, Sergeant Noah, was I just holding the parachute? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, give it back to me. I'm like, give it back. I want to do it again. He's like, no, that's it.
Yeah, he is all business. He was all fun here on Thursday when he was here. But I saw him at the after the jump yesterday, and he was like, oh, wow.
Well, so I was asking a lot of questions. You guys know how I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. Yeah, so, I'm going to guess that's the case.
You probably
didn't
mind that because it showed you were conscientious.
Well, so we were up there. I'm trying to make small talk. I'm getting excited. And then I'm like, you know, if there's a proper time for you to tell me to stop asking questions or what etiquette is, just let me know. Like, if I should stop talking to these people, let them get in the zone. He's like, no, it's fine. But really, I think I should have stopped at a certain point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we were passing around the oxygen. That was a lot of fun.
It's like she just got back from summer camp, and we were passing around the oxygen. This is great. Did they have like the Whippets can of oxygen that they spray in your mouth?
No, it was like a aerosol can bigger than like 3 aerosol cans, and then it had like a little nozzle. So before we got
the
up
nozzle
there,
where they shoot it in your mouth, right?
No, you have to suck it yourself. And I told him, I'm like, hey, listen, even if I don't need it, I'm going to ask for the oxygen because I want to see what it's like. I want to get the full experience up there. So I'm like, what's it going to look like? Is it like a hookah? Like, he's like, it's really not this exciting, you know. I'm like, head over heels for the oxygen tank. And so then,
at any point did the sergeant go, she can just jump by herself. She does not need me.
No. Did they serve any refreshments up there in the sky where we were asking about that earlier?
Right, we had a case of lukewarm water, but
that's
they really didn't give it to me because, you know, I had to go to the bathroom already. Like 5 minutes into the plane ride, I'm like, hey, where's that bathroom? And
yeah,
like,
they could give you water, right, because you get very dehydrated up there because it's so dry. The doors are open.
Yeah, and there's like a buzzing sound from the wind the whole way and the engine. I was getting tired. I kept making the whole team yawn because everyone was looking at me, and I kept yawning. They're like, are we boring you?
I'm getting a little cold.
It's windy in here.
I did move next to the cockpit because there was a lot of wind coming in, and we had to circle around for like 25 minutes. So they gave me gloves.
Hey,
and that
guys,
helped.
What are you guys doing up here? Yeah. What's going on?
You guys want some oxygen?
Yeah, I'm doing oxygen back there. Anybody want to? Anybody want water? Would you mind? Could you fly away from the wind?
I brought my own water bottle. There's actually
vodka. Did you
vodka
actually
go
to the bathroom in that plane?
No, he didn't want me to.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant circumstance.
That is so cool. What a life experience.
Yeah. It was amazing. Mm. I loved it.
We are so happy
that
Violetta came back with all
everything went well.
10 fingers and toes. And that's the most important thing at the moment. There we go.
I was so excited to see you guys when we got to the bottom. Ro was there.
The bottom.
to the earth.
Land nicely on the sand and everything?
Yeah, it was super easy. I didn't do anything. I just tucked my feet to avoid the sand, and he landed for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just was hugging everyone. That was like my reaction to being.
She hugged the Korean television crew.
I don't even know their names.
They ran on the beach, taking like interviewing her, and she's. I don't even know why they were there, but they were there, and she's hugging them. She hugged everybody. She hugged the sand.
There was
one homeless guy walking by. She hugged him. Hey, what's going on?
Judy was hanging out with my mom.
Yeah, I asked Vera if she wanted to go see her daughter fall, and she said no. But we did watch her come down. I actually filmed it on my phone. We were at the hut there by Fullerton Beach, kind of. But so we saw her. Because the first one came, and we were like, wow, it's pretty slow. And then another one came zooming down, and we were like, oh, obviously that's Violetta, and it was.
How was her mom during all that? I would have been...
We were laughing. And then she left.
My mom's advice to me before I went up was, don't be yourself, Vicky. Whatever you do, just fake it.
Don't be yourself. What?
Don't be self. No.
That's what she told me. She told Vicky, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not those.
Don't be yourself.
You'll get yourself killed up there if you're self.
She said, don't cry. Don't do anything. Don't react.
She was like a military mom. I'm like, okay.
Would you have cried up there?
I was thinking about it. And then I had my mom yelling at me in my head.
I don't want to go.
Would you cry because you were scared or because you were happy?
Tears flow out of me sometimes. I don't know.
Wow. I would never say that about you.
Okay. Well, we're very glad that you didn't. The honor of the show is at stake here with the United States Army and the city of Chicago, who, let you do that. It was their choice. So we want to thank Mary May at the Department of Special Events for the city of Chicago, who helped make all of this possible for
her.
So thank you very much, Mary. All right. Coming up on the program, Mark McKinnon's going to be here. It looks like the Trump campaign may have just pushed their big speech on immigration reform because the candidate's not sure how he feels about it anymore.
Seems like it's changing.
We'll talk about that. But first, Judy, with the big story coming up, Mayor Emanuel making school cool again. Is that possible?